Bonjour mes amis, j'espère que vous allez bien. Hello everybody, this is David. Hope everybody is doing well. Today we're going to learn a slightly more advanced word. The word is bianco, meaning even though and although. So this lesson is a bit trickier than previous lessons, but just give it a shot. As I just mentioned, bianco means even though and although. It is a connecting word and links two phrases or parts of a sentence which often contradict each other. It is followed by the subjunctive mood. This example sentence illustrates the point. I'll work although I'm sick. Je travaillerai bien que je sois malade. So let's break that down. I will work, je travaillerai. Bien que, although, je sois malade. So the reason that we're not saying je suis malade is because this bien que requires the subjunctive. Let's look at some more example sentences. He earns a lot of money, although he doesn't do much. Il gagne beaucoup d'argent, bien qu'il ne fasse pas grand-chose. Il gagne beaucoup d'argent, bien qu'il ne fasse pas grand chose. So this example sentence uses the verb gagner, which means both to win and to earn money. Bien qu'il ne fasse pas means although he does not do, and this is the verb faire, to make or to do, conjugated in the third person singular form of the subjunctive mood. Grand chose in French means much. So one more time, he earns a lot of money, although he doesn't do much. Il gagne beaucoup d'argent, bien qu'il ne fasse pas grand-chose. Next sentence, he speaks very fluently, although his accent is horrible. Bien que son accent soit horrible, il parle très couramment. Bien que son accent soit horrible, il parle très couramment. Next sentence. Despite being shy, he manages to speak a bit with the people. Bien que timide, il arrive à parler un peu avec les gens. Bien que timide, il arrive à parler un peu avec les gens. So for this sentence, we use the structure bien que plus adjective, which translates to despite being or although. So for this sentence, there is no subjunctive. It's simply bien que plus adjective. Let's listen again. So despite being shy, bien que timide, he manages to speak a bit with the people. Il arrive à parler un peu avec les gens. In this last sentence, the bien que is totally different. It doesn't translate to even though or although. Here, aussi bien que is a French comparative, and it translates to as well as. It just so happens that the words are the same, bien que. So he speaks French as well as my teacher. Il parle français aussi bien que mon prof. So aussi bien que here means as well as. Merci à tous, c'est la fin de la leçon. Thank you everybody for following along on today's lesson. It was a bit harder than usual. If you found my lessons to be helpful in your endeavors to learn French, I'm asking you to please go over to my website, FrenchLearner.com, and subscribe for a daily word of the day. Merci beaucoup et à la prochaine. Au revoir.